Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
I want to hear one word out of your mouth, Adam, and that word is?
Dora.
Dora.
The Explorer.
Did you?
Well, the plan was initially to watch two.
I just want to hear a yes or no.
But yet Dora was the second one, and it's the one that happened.
Yes!
So Scary Stories didn't happen.
Nobody
and the
cares
kitchen,
about Scary Stories.
The Kitchen
stories.
Did
no.
not
Nobody.
Happen.
No. Okay.
But Dora... In fact,
by the way, reviews on The Kitchen from Rotten Tomatoes did not expect it to be in the 20s.
They're usually Rotten Tomatoes is a pretty good indicator. Like, there's been a couple of times that I've pretty adamantly disagreed. The first Ninja Turtles movie, the one made back in like the 80s, not the most
the
recent
one I was
Bay
unaware
influenced
of.
One.
Yeah.
I it was pretty harsh on it. It was just like, blah, 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 stupid cartoon and video game. But I was also 9 at the time. So I was, in fact, the audience
and,
that
and
was made
for. And were you
for.
Reading Rotten Tomatoes then?
I don't think it existed. The only Rotten Tomatoes I was reading was actual Rotten Tomatoes.
So you think that The Kitchen probably is kind of eh then?
A lot of times comic book adaptations that are not like Marvel or DC are very hit or miss. Like sometimes you get a Constantine, sometimes you get a Road to Perdition, and sometimes you get Jonah Hex. So, I mean, it may be terrible. Like, because there's a handful of stuff from DC's Vertigo line, and that apparently is not one that that hit home with everyone. Mm. It did not speak or reverberate for them.
So... Did it, Dora. So tell me about Dora. It's not called Dora the Explorer.
It's, no,
it's
like
Dora
in the Golden City, I think, is the name
Isn't
of it. Or
Golden
something.
Skull, Lost City, Temple of Doom? Dora and the Temple of Doom, is that it?
I will say whomever made this, it's Bobbin, James Bobbin, the guy that did the most recent Muppet films is the guy that directed.
Oh, so there's funny in here.
I will say the film is better than what I was expecting. Lauren wanted to see it, and I figured...
And she is 9.
And, well, she's almost... She's coming up on the precipice of 10, but, like, I'm just saying, like, she's right at the perfect age for this movie. Going into it, I do not know a lot about the source material. I did not watch... A lot. I didn't read any of the Dora graphic novels or...
Now, I can tell you an enormous amount about Dora. I prefer Diego. Better hair, better theme song, more fun with animals. Swiper, no swiping. Swiper never learned. But I know more Dora-isms. I know about the bug-a-bug-a-bug. And I know about backpack.
They definitely acknowledge their heritage, I'm going to call it, for lack of a better term. Like, at one point, somebody even comments when Swiper comes in there and they go, why is that fox wearing a mask? Do I really need to differentiate it between any other foxes that can speak or walk on their hind legs? And I'm like, well, he makes a good point. Like, they're very aware of the fact that, like, the series... that it's based on doesn't necessarily translate directly. Mm-hmm. You can't just do a perfect adaptation of that to get the film. Like at one point, Dora looks at the camera and goes, can you say this? And her dad, who is played by Michael Pena, just kind of looks behind him like that and goes, what are you looking at, sweetie? so like, if you do know anything about, like, Dora, like I said, there's another sequence where they get into these, I'm assuming they're probably, like, hallucinogenic flowers, and, like, when they explode, they're like, oh, cover your mouth. You can't get the spores, like, in there. They're probably poisonous. And then, like, Diego has accidentally, apparently, just swallowed some of them whole, and he's like, I feel weird. And he looks at Dora, and Dora has a cartoon head now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then Dora, she's like... You just kind of see her eyes get really wide. And now Diego has a cartoon. Like, and basically they become their cartoon counterparts that this spawned from. And there's a sequence of them basically all in cartoon form, for lack of a better term. So, like, there's a lot of really clever stuff going on here that you normally wouldn't. Like, when I saw Follow That Bird back in the day, I don't remember thinking, wow, this film is very clever. I'm not insulting Jim Henson. I'm not insulting that movie. But like, Follow That Bird didn't surprise. Like, it was pretty much in line when I was a kid that when I saw that with what I was thinking.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Henson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about the movies. This one, Dora.
From a child standpoint, Lauren enjoyed the movie a lot. As an adult, there were things there that I could be amused by. Mm-hmm. But like looking at it from as a film standpoint, it seems to be want to be a lot of different films. And it never really picks which film it wants to be. Like at the...
A little Spy Kids in there, I think.
I think you could maybe get a little bit of that. Okay, like, for example, at the beginning of the movie, Dora, her parents are going away to look for something.
Because they're archaeologists.
And she's like, okay, you're going to have to go to the city, like, while we're there. You can't just stay here in the jungle by yourself. Like, you know, we're explorers. We've got to go do this. So Dora goes to, I want to say it's like San Diego or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's in California. So you have almost this kind of like Crocodile Dundee-esque situation because Dora, like the first day she goes into school, like they've got her backpack and they're like, what's this? And she's like, that's a flare in case I get lost. And they're like, what's this? That's my tent that can sustain this. What's that? Oh, those are my 40 days worth of rations in case I get like just. And the guy's like, you can't carry any of this into there. And he's like, and they're like, but you let me keep my yo-yo. This is deadly. Just like, so like you've got, it's very much Dora's like, oh, you want to see a knoff? This is a knoff. And then you, whenever she settles in at the school, it almost becomes kind of this, Diego is not embracing like, you know, being an explorer or anything like that. And he's actually kind of embarrassed of Dora. Dora's very much like this optimist and like he just wants to be at school. He doesn't want to stick out. So you've almost got this weird like Lethal Weapon where one of them's just like, listen, Dora, this is the way you do it. And Dora's over here just going, oh no, I can do this. Like she's almost like this really tame like Riggs, and Diego is Murtaugh in this.
He's just getting too old for that.
And well, I mean, except he's not even 18. So.
Right. Well, I got that. I'm glad you said what you said, because just from watching the trailer, and I watched Dora originally under duress, because, you know, when your kids are the age where Dora is all they want, you are at an age where they're sleeping a little more. They can say words, but man, you're tired. You're still really tired. But Dora often gives you a few minutes peace. So I have like a love-hate thing going on. And for some reason, I just bonded with Diego. I thought the stories were better, more realistic. However, in the trailer for this, I saw enough where it's like they know what they're doing with this. It looked like I wouldn't want to stick a fork in my eye to go see the movie and would willingly watch it.
Well, like I said, the... James Bobbin, the guy that had done Muppets Most Wanted and The Muppets, is the guy that did this. So, like, I never felt like The Muppets or Muppets Most Wanted were speaking down to me. Like, I kind of felt like it was a film that mixed the adult with, like, the child and made a film that both people could enjoy. At one point, like, even, like, and as much as, like, we were criticizing Hobbs and Shaw for stealing the plot to Mission Impossible 2, this film has essentially stolen the plot from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Her father has his, it's not a Grail diary, but it's a, he sends him his notes to Dora, and she has to use those. So again, it's the child trying to reunite with their parent. They're going into the junk. Like, you can definitely, whoever saw this, really enjoyed the Indiana Jones movies. Mm-hmm. And again, who of us watched the Indiana Jones movies and didn't enjoy them? There's a phrase I've never heard. You know that Indiana Jones, I didn't care for it. Harrison Ford is not my cup of tea, and Raiders of the Lost Ark is just a dumb movie. I hate to say it.
So it's got 81% at Rotten Tomatoes. It has made $17 million-ish so far. It cost $49 million to make. I have no doubt it's going to reach 50 in the next couple of weeks.
Well, and that number is probably just the domestic numbers, is it not? Okay.
Yes.
Plus, like you're talking about home video, video on demand, like eventually they're going to sell the rights to, you know, TNT, HBO. Like,
this Nickelodeon thing.
This film definitely ends up like in the green. It's I think it's a Paramount Nickelodeon venture.
So I am assuming it's set up for there to be more.
If there need to be more, yes. No one is dead. You know,
didn't happen in Dora, but.
Well, I mean, this is the film. So, like, you know, bigger stuff happens. But I'm just saying, like, there's no tragic deaths or anything like that. Eva Longoria also plays her mother. And I've always found it entertaining, especially in kids' films, when you get these. Like, Michael Pena is a hysterical guy. And
so, does he do his character from Ant-Man?
No.
Because that would be awesome.
Regardless of what film he's in, even if he's not being the character from Ant-Man, which all of us, I think, quite frankly, would be fine with him always being.
Yes.
If instead of casting Michael Pena, you just cast character from Ant-Man, everyone would be okay with that. Like, he's got probably, I'd say, maybe 20 minutes at most of screen time. But, like, there's this one point where he tries to explain to her what the city's like and what it's going to be like when she gets there. It's one of the best parts of the movie.
Oh, great.
But it reminds me of, like, the Harry Potter movies, when you have a virtual who's who of British actors, and they are relegated to, like, maybe a third of the movie, maybe a fourth, and these other kid actors are just taking up the other 80, 90% of the film. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, you have some really just ridiculous talent. And they're just like, oh, hey, we're here for a cameo. All right, the kids are taking back over. Zoom.
Swiper, no swiping. And the voice of Swiper is, Swiper just goes, right?
Well, no, he actually has.
Oh, this one talks?
Has dialogue. I don't remember.
Is he jailed for his actions?
If it is, it's in a deleted scene that may be revealed on the Blu-ray.
Swiper, back to Oz.
Maybe they have like one of those.
Wait a minute. Let me call HBO.
They'll just be like, well, it's not normally something. Wait, we own Sesame Street. Whatever. We can do this.
So, not horrible for the adults, and the ages that it's aimed at will love it, you would think.
The target demographic, like, I think are in. And as far, like, I've seen a lot of Drek as a parent. There's a lot of stuff that, like, I was just like, this hurts. Like
the emoji movie.
I think Epic, like, was a movie that I was just like, oh,
I don't even.
This needs to stop.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff that I've seen. Like, what was the other one? Came out recent. I want to say Ugly Dolls. Like,
oh yes, like Canyon that did
looks,
look awful.
Canyon looks at me and he's like, "Can we see that?" And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "I hope not." But I didn't. I'm like, "Sure, we'll try, buddy." But this again is a film that, as an adult, like, you probably won't seek out on your own. But if you are forced to attend, there's a lot worse ways that you could spend your time.
Right, and the kids will like it. For some reason, when you tell me about you and Canyon, in my mind, you're holding Godfathers 2 or Ugly Dolls, and you're trying to convince him not to see the animated one.
Well,
and it fails.
I'm really doing my best to try to give him, like, a well-rounded, like, even when I'm trying to get him to watch kids' movies. Like,
you got
to
brainwash him right.
I'm saying, and you have to do it, like, young.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. And you have to do it subtly. Because if you're super excited about it, they're going to sense that you want them to like it. And then they're going to back away.
So, like, if I want them to watch Jurassic Park, I just got to be low-key about it.
Yeah.
Like, after you get them in with Jurassic Park, I'm like, I'm telling you, you like that? I've got a movie. It's basically about a T-Rex in the water. And they're like, what is it? And I'm like, it's Jaws. And they're like, it's about a T-Rex in the water. I'm like, it's like a T-Rex. That's how you got it. You kind of got to, like, just slide him in with that. And then you're just like, well, you like that. Do you like Diego? Because I got this other guy named Indiana Jones.
Kind of like him.
And he murders Nazis. And they're like, what are Nazis? And I'm like, that's right. You're six. You don't know what Nazis are. Come here. Let me tell you about the Nazis. Like, you just.
Yes. And Yes. So, Dora the Explorer, not a bad way to spend time with your family. Going as an adult alone, weird. Just going to put it out
there. Oh, yeah. You would have stood out and probably gotten CPS called on you or somebody. Like, this is not the kind of theater you need to walk in by yourself, not accompanied by a child or a written note of why you're there and you're over the age of 30.
So do you know what's coming out next week? Because I have no idea.
There was nothing that especially caught my eye. Like, again, we're getting into a period of time.
I know. Where they, for those who don't realize it, you know, you've got the summer blockbusters and there's probably one or two more big ones. And then they're going to hold on to everything because they want to wait for the holiday money and the Oscar consideration.
Well, maybe you get like a good, like last year in October, they launched Halloween. And that did some, like, maybe you get like kind of a scary film in Halloween, but like November is really the next time that it's kind of your prime blockbuster season. So you may get two or three there. And then obviously right around December, that's like when Aquaman, Bumblebee, Mary Poppins returns. That, like, you've got your prime sets of kind of the big
and
movies.
And this is a Star Wars Christmas, so.
Yeah. Like, so most movies are going to be intelligent enough to steer clear of Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, even your least successful Star Wars movie still made almost $600 million. So, like, when your weakest link is a $600 million dud, I'm just saying, like, that's still a pretty good track record.
Absolutely. So, we've got some potential duds or maybe a delightful surprise for you next week. Who knows? I don't, but that's why I tune in every week, because Adam has time for movies in his life of leisure. And I appreciate that.
Leisure. You're adorable. I want to pat your head and pinch your cheek.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.